taking Richard.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is Lazarus Saturday. This begins this bright interlude between the end of Lent and the beginning of Holy Week. Thus, we have bright vestments on. Bright vestments on, commemorating and reminding us of the power that our Lord has over death in way of a preview. And that is what the raising of Lazarus is for us. It is a preview. It is a preview of his own resurrection, of our Lord's own resurrection. It is a preview beyond that of our resurrection as well. And so, before we enter the darkness of Holy Week, we will return to the purple colors of our vestments. The lights will be low for most of the services during the week. We have this interlude of brightness, which foreshadows the resurrection of Christ, and it foreshadows for us our own resurrection. The words that our Lord spoke in relation to Lazarus are spoken also to you and to me. These words are eternal, and they foreshadow our own deaths. This is one of the many reasons that we are taught in the church to remember our deaths, because this cultivates a confidence that Christ will be there for us when we go to our grave, and he will raise us up from the dead as well. We see such a powerful demonstration of his mastery over death in this passage of Scripture. Only St. John tells of this event among the Gospel writers. When he received this news of the illness of his dear friend Lazarus, whom he loved, and his sisters Mary and Martha as well. And apparently he spent a lot of time with their family in way of retreat when he was trying to get rest from all of the persecution that he encountered and endured. And so when he hears of Lazarus' illness, one would think that he would rush to see about his dear friend. And instead, he does just the opposite. He waits 2 days. 2 days. And when Lazarus was already dead, only then did he say, "Let us go to Judea again." I know some of the commentators on this passage have said that the Lord, in allowing Lazarus to die in this way, wanted to strengthen the disciples, the thought of his own necessary death and of his mastery over death. It's sort of a preview, as I've already indicated, of what was to come. The disciples were fearful for him going back to an area that had been problematic for him and tried to convince him to do otherwise. But instead, he pressed on. And in explaining Lazarus' death, he makes this peculiar statement. He says he's not dead. He's asleep. And you know that this had everybody scratching their heads. He was dead for 4 days. You know, we don't need to tell God how to be God. That's sometimes what we try to do. The Lord knew full well what he was doing when he delayed his coming to Bethany. He was going to demonstrate this power. But for that power to be demonstrated, death had to be in place. Clearly, before mankind. So that he could demonstrate his mastery over it in a way that was not open to interpretation, that was clear as a bell. And so the Lord knew exactly what he was doing all along when he delayed his coming and when he said that, you know, Lazarus is asleep, he's not dead. So when he encountered both Mary and Martha at different times, what did they say to him? Probably what you and I would have said. Lord, if you'd only been here, you could have prevented this. You could have prevented this tragedy. You could have prevented this death of our dear Lazarus. The Lord said, in reference to the disciples' concerns for his safety, you know, I must go. He was not afraid to die. He knew death would not hold him. And he knew that death was not going to hold his friend Lazarus as well. And so he says in response to these statements by Mary and Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He is life itself. He wanted to make it clear that Lazarus truly was dead, so that when he raised him from the dead, there would be no question as to his mastery over this curse known as death. And so when he said, your brother will rise again, almost as if to check herself, to make sure she understood what she heard. she says, I know that he will rise again in the... I believe it was Martha said this. I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And that's when the Lord says, I am the resurrection. And so, not only does he raise him from the dead, but he also enables Lazarus to come out of the tomb with, even though he was bound with all of the wrappings of the burial cloths. That in and of itself was a miracle, that he was able to get from the tomb to there when he was bound. But he had been dead for 4 days, and the gospel account makes it very clear that his body had already begun to deteriorate and had the smell of death to it. And so our Lord, with this great authoritative voice, says, Lazarus, come out. Now, this demonstration of mastery over death did not mitigate the Lord's weeping over the death of his friend. I've heard many opinions and what have you from various sources about death, but what is primary is that death is a tragedy, and God never intended for us to experience it. His Grace Bishop Basil, many years ago, in one of the last homilies he gave at this church, said as much, that it's the ultimate indignity to man, I believe is the way he put it. It's a terrible curse, but our Lord would not let it stand, and he dealt with it through his own death and his own descent into hell and his own resurrection. This raising of Lazarus from the dead foreshadows that. We got to understand that the tombs in Palestine were built in the form of a cave, and their entrance was always blocked by a large stone. And opening these caves was never done almost, unless it's some extreme situation. Because of the climate, the bodies didn't last very long, and they became very odorous and what have you. The Lord wanted it to be very clear that Lazarus was dead. Dead, dead, dead. And yet he raised him again, and he was alive, alive, alive. Undeniably alive. The encouragement that the disciples would eventually hear, or have rather, in not only seeing this at that time, but remembering it later on, should be of the same encouragement to you and to me. This decisive demonstration of the power of our God to raise us from the dead. This is the hope that we have. This is the foundation of our faith as Christians. And when he said, "Lazarus, come out," this authoritative voice, he was making it very clear that death had no option. It was not a negotiation. It was a declaration. It was a command from the one true God. So we have this example of St. Lazarus before us as we begin to enter into the commemoration of the Passion of our Lord during the coming Holy Week. Let us remember it not just for this next week, but let us remember it each and every day of our lives, because the universal resurrection of the dead is being proclaimed in this incident. Our Lord raising Lazarus from the dead, if he did it for Lazarus, whom he loved, he will do it for you, because I have news for you. He loves you as well. God is not a respecter of persons. He loves you as much as he did Lazarus. That may be hard for you to believe, but it's true. So when times are difficult, or when we have to face death itself, let us remember who's in charge. Let us remember who has the mastery. Is it God over death, or is it death over God? That's what this whole season is about. God clearly has mastery over death. We have great confidence in that. It enables us to meet anything and everything by his grace, by his mercy, by his power, and the hope of the resurrection and the eternal kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.